This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union has endorsed the post-Brexit trade deal with Britain set to go into effect January 1st. The deal still must be retrospectively ratified by the European Parliament, which is expected in late February. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states met in Brussels Monday to approve the accord. Britain's Parliament is expected to approve it Wednesday. The approval provisionally allows tariff-free trade with Britain to continue after the country officially leaves the EU single market New Year's Day. Cross-border workers who commute between Gibraltar and Spain will be exempt from border controls after Brexit, even if no separate deal on free movement is reached with Britain, Spain's foreign minister said Monday. British hospitals are canceling non-urgent procedures and scrambling to find space for COVID-19 patients as coronavirus cases continue to surge despite tough new restrictions imposed to curb a fast-spreading new variant of the virus. AP's Jerry Shackley reports.
British authorities are blaming a new variant of the coronavirus for soaring infection rates in London and southeast England. They say the new version is more easily transmitted than the original, but stress there is no evidence it makes people sicker. In response, authorities have put a large part of England that's home to 24 million people under restrictions that require non-essential shops to close, bar indoor socialising, and allow restaurants and pubs only to operate for takeout. Even so, hospital admissions for COVID-19 in southeast England are approaching or exceeding the levels seen at the first peak of the outbreak. Sarah Shackley, London.
Japan, which reported its first case of the virus variant, banned all non-resident foreigner arrivals from midnight Monday through the end of January. This is VOA News. Norway will extend a ban on flights from Britain up to and including December 30th due to concerns over that variant of coronavirus, the health ministry said Monday. U.S. authorities said effective Monday, passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. Germany's COVID-19 vaccination campaign has been overshadowed by an overdose mishap in the north and problems with the transportation of the vaccine in the south, which led to 1,000 shots being sent back. Masked men armed with guns and machetes killed a Honduran environmental activist in front of his family, police said Monday, the latest in a string of such attacks in the Central American country. Felix Vasquez, a defender of environmental and human rights, died Saturday night after the attack in a central Honduran village. A law enforcement spokesman told Reuters the killing was under investigation. The United Nations Human Rights Office voiced concern Monday at the 4-year prison term imposed by a Chinese court on citizen journalist Zhang Zhen, who reported from Wuhan early in the pandemic and reiterated its call for her release. In a tweet, it said, quote, "We raised her case with the authorities throughout 2020 as an example of the excessive clampdown on freedom of expression linked to COVID-19 and continue to call for her release," end quote. India's major grain-growing state of Punjab Monday asked police to crack down on farmers and sympathizers vandalizing telecommunication masts as they intensify their weeks-long protest against farm deregulation. Protesters have attacked hundreds of masts of companies they believe have profited from the farm reforms at their expense. U.S. President Donald Trump signs the massive COVID relief and government funding measure in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
After several days of foot-dragging, demanding larger relief checks, President Donald Trump signed the $900 billion pandemic relief package Sunday. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund the federal government through September, ending the threat of a government shutdown. The bill revives supplemental federal pandemic unemployment benefits, but at $300 per week instead of the $600 per week benefit that expired in July. There are direct payments of $600 to individuals making up to $75,000 per year and couples making up to $150,000 per year. Trump threw the fate of the legislation in doubt by demanding $2,000 relief checks after the bill passed to the House and Senate by wide margins. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump faces another potential embarrassment this week in the waning days of his presidency, with Congress poised to override his veto of a defense bill. This after caving to pressure and signing the $900 billion coronavirus relief and stimulus package. By remote.